Krishna Das, thanks for being here today on Jefferson Public Radio.
Okay, thank you. I'm happy.
Let's talk about your new album, your 14th, I believe. It's called Kirtan Wala. What is a Kirtan Wala?
It's a guy who sings kirtan. That's all. And kirtan, of course, is chanting. Mostly, in this case, kirtan is chanting what they call the names of God in India. You take one of these names, like Rama, or Krishna, or Shiva, or something like that, and these are mantras, and they're particularly called the name, because they refer only to that part of us, the deepest place within our own hearts. I'll lead, I'll sing a line, and then the audience will respond. And we keep going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and it tends to build. It's not just outside that it builds, but it's a way of developing some concentration and attention. And as the practice continues and goes deeper, you reach a deeper place within yourself.
A type of meditation.
It is a meditation, absolutely.
How did you come to be a kirtanwala?
Well, I lived in India for a long time, for 2.5 years, from 1970 to 73. And I heard the chanting going on there, and it just blew my mind, absolutely blew my mind. I had never heard anything so intense and meditative and yet exciting and energizing and something that moved me so deeply inside. So I just started hanging around wherever I heard chanting going on, and I started to chant, and I learned to chant, and one thing led to another. It just became my main practice, actually. And my guru, Nim Karoli Baba, used to encourage us to sing a lot because he liked to hear it. So it just kept getting deeper and deeper for us.
Let's listen to a bit of that. This is the first track of the new album. It's called Radhe Govinda. Who are Radhe and Govinda?
Sri Radha, who is Krishna's consort, and Govinda is one of the names of Krishna. It's male and female aspects, bliss and wisdom, and all this stuff mixed up together. And in Vrindavan, which is Krishna's place, they always go Radhe, Radhe, when you meet them in the street.
It's like a greeting.
Yeah, for sure. Everybody, instead of saying, hey, how you doing? They go, Radhe, Radhe. And you go, Radhe, Radhe. And that's the story.
Radhe, Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Radhe.
Radhe, Radhe,
Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Radhe. Radhe, Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Radhe.
Radhe, Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Radhe.
Radhe, Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Radhe.
Radhe, Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Radhe.
Radhe, Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Radhe.
The popularity of chant and kirtan has grown in the West, sort of in tandem with the rise of interest in yoga and meditation. What do you think accounts for that growing interest? What's the appeal to U.S. audiences?
Well, the growth and the popularity of these practices is directly proportionate to the amount of stress and anxiety and speed that we live in this day and age, and the lack of a center and the lack of a self, a feeling of well-being that we grow up with, this terrible lack of inner peace and joy, which is our true nature. And so it's very unfortunate that we're separated from that. And I think as people recognize what these practices can do for us, they're just drawn to them because they're joyful practices. Everybody likes to sing, but they're also meditative practices, so there's another aspect to it that changes it from ordinary entertainment.
Now, you've always brought a Western sensibility to this music, mm-hmm. but your earlier work felt more traditionally rooted with the traditional Indian instruments and that sort of thing. Over the years, you've brought in more American influences. There's that song where you blended Amazing Grace into a version of the Hare Krishna chant. You also do a version of the old spiritual Jesus on the Mainline. On Kirtanwala, I think more maybe than on other albums, you've really reached out and brought in other musical influences. You've got some country flavors, some bluegrassy flavors, a real eclectic mix. You also did something that kind of blew my mind. You've got a sort of a mashup between an Indian chant and that 80s power ballad by the rock band Foreigner, I Want to Know What Love Is. When I first heard about it, I said, we'll see how this works. But listening to it, I found it surprisingly affecting and moving.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, it moves me too. You know, it just happened. I was just singing one day at home, and it just kind of came out of my mouth. I didn't have any plan to do that. And in fact, I thought it was too corny. I was just going to forget it. But I happened to record a little bit of it and send it to my friend David Nichtern, who produced the CD. And he said, oh, I love this. And I said, really? And he said, yeah. Okay, well, let's see how it works, you know. I remember the first time I ever heard that song. I was driving from California to New York, and I was in the middle of the Mojave Desert in the middle of the night, and it came on the radio, you know. This was back in the 80s, and I almost drove off the road, you know. It was so incredibly rich and beautiful. So it just kind of hung in there in my DNA, I guess, and it just came out at the appropriate time.
Well, let's listen to a bit of that.
Okay.
So you'll be coming down the West Coast starting this weekend. You'll be in Vancouver, Seattle, Portland. Then we'll be seeing you in Ashland. Will you be bringing the Cosmic Kirtan Posse?
Well, the Cosmic Kirtan, the joke is that the Cosmic Kirtan Posse is everybody who sings with me wherever they are, you know. But I have a band with me. We'll be traveling on the bus, and we'll be in Ashland on July 1st, actually.
Well, Krishnadas, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you very much. Take good care.